Einstein.
Freud.
Churchill.
Lindbergh.
FDR.
Kennedy.
Who will it be? The greatest man of the century. Hugh Hefner. Hugh Hefner. Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner is the publisher of Playboy magazine. Someday I'd like to be like him. It's every young man's dream. Wearing silk pajamas with a pipe between my lips, discussing existentialism while a big-boobed co-ed strips. I wanna be like Hef in his great big house. Thanks for stopping by. Now take off your blouse. If you wanna be Playmate of the Year, put your lips right here. I wanna be like Hef.
I saw my first Playboy back in 1973. I really loved the interviews and the crack photography. I was leafing through the pages and my heart began to race. I fell in love with the centerfold when I came upon her face. I wanna be like Hef, wouldn't that be great? Chasing naked girls when I'm 68, acting like a man who's still in his teens. There's something in his genes. I wanna be like Hef.
Hefner, H is for the hooters that Playboy brings my way. E is for the erections that I get after school each day. F is for the floppy bosoms. Well, I wish that I was petting. N is for the nookie that everybody but me seems to be getting. Well, the other E, well, that's also for erections. I get them all the time. And R is for the rubber that's been in my wallet since 1979.
I want to be like Hef, intellectually, living by the Playboy philosophy. In this new issue, I must read the piece by Nabokov. But having seen Miss March, I believe I'll crank my own piece off. I want to be like Hef.
I want to be like Hef, cause I'd like ladies too. And if I had a chance, this is what I'd do. I'd get the centerfold naked at my place. Then I'd say grace. I want to be like Hef.
Did you find the hidden bunny on the cover?
Well, no, but I found the hair on the centerfold.
Oh, boy.